This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, everyone. Or is it a good morning, everyone? Sad news. Last night, of course, you all know by now that legendary broadcaster, Hall of Famer Mike Lang passed away at the age of 76. Never easy to see friends go, family go, but somebody who was in such high regard for everyone in the city of Pittsburgh, Mike Lang, his calls will be remembered forever. Welcome to the Pompa Joe Show. Joe is not here today, but he will join us a little bit later talking about what's going to be going on with some of the guests we have here today and some of the memories we have of Mike Lang. But Off the Top is presented by JP Roofing and Siding. And here's a rundown of what we have here on today's program. Coming up shortly, Tyler Kennedy, who's in studio, we'll talk to him. We have Jay Caulfield at noon. Steve Blass will join us, and he, of course, very close with Mike Lang at 11:35. Greg Brown at 12:35, and Greg Brown has some interesting stories to tell, certainly about his relationship with Mike Lang. But we begin today by telling you also that there is still time to get tickets to the Fan 15th Anniversary Party at Rivers Casino on February 26th. Now, you have to listen here because all the hosts are going to be there with special guests. If you go to Firehouse Subs at the Point in North Fayette this Thursday from 11 to noon, that's today, from 11 to noon, the first 10 people will get a pair of tickets to this event, and we will draw for another pair also at noon. So check out 93.7thefan.com for details. We welcome in Tyler Kennedy on his usual spot here for an hour. We'll get into USA and Canada coming up tonight, Tyler. But you played at a time when Mike Lang was at his peak, and I know you got to know him as a friend, as someone to call your games. What's the first thing you think of when you hear of Mike Lang?
Obviously the sayings, you know, the going on to the bus, like, you know, the biggest thing, his sayings, talking about you. But for me, I always remember going on the road trips, and just before he get on the bus, he was a guy outside, you know, obviously, you know, having a cigarette, but he would talk to you and he would be like, hey, you know, he'd give you a little inspiration, tell you what you're doing right, but just an always a great guy to be around, you know. And that was something I'll never forget, walking on the bus, and then after my career, just hearing him call the games. And, you know, he was a guy that would take you out of your seat, or, you know, make you turn up the radio because of those sayings. You know, scratch my back with a hacksaw. And, you know, I don't know if anyone else can come up with those kind of sayings and get the response. And, yeah. You know, he's such a big piece of that Penguin organization, and such a great memory for everything he did for them.
Austin Bechtel's Behind the Glass. And I know as a young person, I'm sure you were listening to, you had a bunch of people that you listened to growing up. I imagine he was high on the list. And when you first heard him call games, what was your first recollection of Mike Lang?
Just the uniqueness, Bob. And, you know, being able to hear him call so many iconic playoff runs, the sayings. So I actually last year did a year of hockey, doing some high school hockey. And I was just absolutely scared, nervous about what to do. And basically what I tried to do was think about some of the idioms and small things that Mike Lang did so well in calling the rushes, chances right around the net, to be able to just feel more comfortable. And that was one sense that I could look up to him to be able to do that.
Yeah, no question. People will try to imitate a style. It's hard to imitate his.
Yeah.
But he was one of those guys, too, that my biggest takeaway with him, and I got to meet him early 1980s. He was here in 1974, and I felt, because the Penguins were not a very good hockey team, they had players, certainly. I mean, Pierre Larouche is one of the best in the business, 50-goal scorer, like three different times, John Pronovo, others, Dave Burrows. You would love Dave Burrows. He went down and blocked every freaking shot he could block, and he would sacrifice
those
limb.
Oh, man.
He would do it. Denny Ochar. Anyway, the thing I remember most when I first met him was just his willingness to talk to someone like me who was just getting going in our business. And the tips over the years, we got to work with him at KDK. He was one of our big analysts when it came to Quest for the Cups. When you guys were going through it, we brought him on. But of everything I remember him sitting in the corner, a chair by himself at Civic Arena, Mellon Arena, and then into Consol before it became what it is now. But every time he'd have game notes, which were printed out, but he would handwrite his own, he'd pick something from those game notes. Things he didn't want them all, he just wanted, but he would handwrite it. And I always said to him, why are you doing that when it's right there? And he said, because when you write it out yourself, you'll remember it better. Yeah. And he always said that. And to this day, that's how I do games. I write it out by hand, every little thing. I don't want to have a bunch of, printouts. It's easier for me to write it, learn it as I write it. So that's my biggest takeaway from what he taught me.
It's fun when you have guys like that, that leave their mark, the next generation. Just simple things of that nature of telling you those tips. Because he didn't have to, and he wanted you to succeed. And that's unbelievable. And I've been around a lot of people, and that's kind of reminds me of Sid. When I wasn't scoring, Sid would come up to me and be like, hey, you're playing on the outside, try to work to the inside, get on the inside of that defenseman. He didn't have to, but guys like that, like Lang, that try to help you just out of the goodness out of their heart, they're special people, and that's why they're remembered so much.
No question. I want to ask you, you've had some key goals for the Penguins at key times. Did you ever go back and listen to the play call from Mike Lang about your goals?
You know what? I haven't. There's one big goal that I scored when I played for the Penguins. It was obviously the one in Game 6 of the winner, but the one was when I was a healthy scratch. We were playing the Islanders, and the Islanders were crawling back. I was a healthy scratch for the first two games. They put me in the third game, and I had a breakaway. Tanger hit me for a breakaway, and I scored top shelf, but I know, he was screaming, and what a goal, doing, and then Canada, and it was, again, it just makes you feel good, it makes you feel special, and the way he puts the personal touch on everyone, that was one that, I do watch and do try to show my kids.
Show the kids.
Dad was okay player. Dad had a pretty good career in the NHL, and these are some of the goals. So.
And Mike Lang made them stand the test of time, and he's no longer with us, but those calls will go on as long as there's hockey in Pittsburgh. I don't think there's any doubt. I want to remind you, our fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the hotline, always presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. That'll be a busy hotline today because, as I said, we have a lot of guests coming on. Jay Caulfield at noon, Steve Blass, 11:35, Greg Brown, 12:35, and hopefully some others. But throughout the course of the day here, you're going to hear a lot of people who obviously have respected and loved the work that Mike Lang has done, not just for Pittsburgh, but beyond that. He was doing some national games as well. He got to be very close with Doc Emmerich. He actually did some pirate games. And he called him very well. Yeah. And that's how he developed a relationship with Steve Blass and Greg Brown.
Yeah.
And even fit a Hallelujah Hollywood into a play by Barry Bonds, which.
Yeah, you wonder where he comes up with these, you know?
You know, he said that a lot of them came from bar settings where some guy would tell him something, you know, and he would either take it, change a little bit, or whatever. Yeah. But an idea that came from some fan of his watching. And he was always gracious when he went out and talked to people, too. So I'm sure he absorbed all that stuff.
What's your favorite one, Bob? What's
well, Lord Stanley, bring me to Brandy. Come on. That's you and know, for your wife, that's got to be your favorite too, right? You got to have that one. But I just, because that just summed up the entire, there was a party that's going to follow here, and it starts with Lord Stanley and the Brandy.
What's the one with Grandma put the
bingo lane, getting the fast lane, lane.
You listen to it, you're like, wow, that's a great.
A lot of people, when they first heard it, Tyler said, what does that have to do with anything? Scratch my back with a hacksaw.
I think he
rented mule, one of the best calls. Well, there are so many. I mean, you can go right down, and I know you posted some, Austin, but the breakaway, his first goal in Boston, as he took the puck away from Raymond Bork and went in one on one with Pete Peters.
Right.
And just that call was just so iconic.
Because, like, in my era, I just thought, like, they kind of started, like, you know, I didn't know that he was doing this for a while. You know, I just come to Pittsburgh, and then I'm like, wow, this guy started to do all these, like all these great little sayings before, like, goals or after goals, and especially, like, Geno's goals. You know, he said a lot of, you know, he's Malkin beat him like a, you know, a rented mule, you know, and I was like, wow. And, like, I was like, now that you're saying all these, like, you know, Pierre and all those guys used to have kind of the similar thing. Like, it's, this guy's got such a legendary
voice. It's, you know, while we'll remember all those, I'll tell you the thing about it. He was very, on radio, this is especially very important, to be as detailed as he was with describing, so that if you're driving along in a car or if you're just listening on the radio anywhere, you can envision much more when he's doing it, you know, than most.
Yeah,
what was going on, how it was going on. So that's the trick of it all. You know, you got to be descriptive and paint a picture in the listener's mind.
And hit it right, you know, hit it at the right time. Like, you know, you say he was writing it down, Bob. I wonder if he had, like, hey, I'm going to try to fit these three little sayings into the game today. These are great ones. I'm going to see if I can fit them in. You know, and know what? Like, you know, obviously I think very highly of Phil Bork. And Phil Bork's got a couple of them. You can tell he worked with Mike for a long, and Borky's starting to get it. And again, like, it's such a great listen when you can kind of think of it like, you know, on Fifth Ave down in Pittsburgh or something, you know what I mean? When you can put a picture to the voice, and that's what those guys were, you know, that's what he was so good at. And now Borky's doing it. And it makes you feel like a Pittsburgher when you listen to
him. And
it,
he's had a big impact on those who followed. He was very good with Steve Mears when he was here.
Right.
Steve has a tremendous relationship had. Josh Getzoff, another guy who does very good work. And I think just by being there and learning a little bit from Mike Lang will have a lasting effect on their careers.
Right.
Tyler Kennedy, by the way, is brought to you by SaveYourSettlement.com, injury settlement planning attorneys. I know throughout the day we'll keep the hotline open for you as well at 412-928-9370. A lot of you have Steve Blass Mike Lang moments and you want to talk about them. Feel free to call and we'll try to sprinkle some of those calls in as we go. I also, Tyler, do want to talk about, I think Mike Lang, man, if he had a chance to call tonight's game, USA and Canada would probably be off the charts with his passion and excitement. And I know the buildup for this game has been tremendous and we need to talk about that. Because Mike Sullivan's the coach of the USA team, Sidney Crosby is the captain of the Canada team, and they meet for it all tonight. And even though we've talked about this as an exhibition, the level of play has been incredible, and the ratings have been great. What do you expect tonight, and do you expect three fights in 9 seconds?
Well, I definitely think it's going to be fireworks tonight. I think this game's going to be electric. Interesting to see if there's going to be fights. I don't think so because, you know, all the great, you know, everyone knows, every guy on each team knows the best way to win the battle is on the scoreboard. And I think they know that. And I think Canada doesn't want to get into that emotional game. I think they want to play their game. If they play their game, they'll win. But if the U.S. plays that rough, tough, emotional, get the fans into it, Canada's going to have their hands full. So I think both teams are playing a little different style. But I'll be interesting to see what the Kachucks do because, one, I feel like they're going to want to get that emotion. They're going to want to set the tone again right off the start. I think Sully's going to start them off first shift. And I think, I don't know about you, Bob, but you know right now when that puck drops, that whole stadium's going to be standing up. You know, they're going to be ready for fireworks. And I think if those guys did it, it would set the tone for the U.S. and bring the emotion that I think the U.S. needs to bring. You know, and I know there's a lot of pressure on them, but I think they need to bring that emotion. And I think that will give Canada trouble. If they can run behind the fans, they can run behind all of that, it will help so much the U.S. And, you know, right now when you look at the teams, all the pressure's on U.S., you know, playing in the U.S. They won the first game. I don't think there's as much pressure on Canada. I think, obviously, you know, everyone says, oh, you know, Canada's expected to win with the guys they have. But playing in Montreal in front of your home country, knowing everybody and their brothers watching, not that they're not now, but when you see them in the crowd, it puts a little more pressure, a little bit more.
No, I get that from that point of view, absolutely.
And I think Canada's going to be able to settle more into their game. I think having Carl McCarr back, like, he's such a huge piece.
Norris,
like,
trophy winner.
Yeah, like he is team. Like, he's their guy back there. Yeah. He's their anchor. He's their QB. And with them having him back, the States losing Charlie, that's going to be huge.
Because McAvoy was a really big physical presence.
Physical, you know, making those hard guys, you know, the big stars, the big splash guys play those hard minutes, like McDavid, Crosby. Like, when's the last time you seen those two guys on their butt as much as you did when they played? Like, that makes it hard for those guys, and it makes them slow down a little bit, you know? So it's going to be electric, but I don't know about you, Bob, but when you watch the little clips from the U.S. and Canada, and you hear the Tkachuks talk to the refs going, hey, how'd you like that? That kind of rubbed me the wrong way, because it was like so premeditated. And I was like, oh, are they just fighting to fight? Or was there like some feelings behind it? And I was like, when it happened, I was like, I love these guys. But when they were talking to the ref, like, oh, how'd you like that start? Do you like that? And I was like, guys, like, if I know when I fought, that's the last guy I want to talk to was the ref. I'd be going after the team, not the ref, and say, how'd you like that? I'd be like, you know what I mean? And that's kind of my emotions were mixed when I heard that.
Yeah, your emotions right now tell me you want to get on the ice yourself and take matters into your own hands.
My body's saying one thing, my mind's saying another. But yeah, again, like, watching that game, that was the first time, Bob, like, I got up and I was like, wow. I was on the edge of my seat. Those hairs, like, you get on the back of your neck when you play hockey before a game because you're jittery. That was the first game I was like, wow, this is hockey. This is what I remember.
And again, even though it doesn't count necessarily, it's the next, they're all exhibitions, man. Think about it. Even the Olympics is somewhat of a stage. I get it. But you want to win. There's pride involved. And as you said, I think how this game starts and the flow. I mean, if you're the United States, you don't want them to get into a run and gun with that team. You don't. Although I would expect Auston Matthews to start doing something. He's been rather quiet for Team USA, and I think he needs to get his game going. We'll continue this. We got to take a break here, Tyler. Tyler Kennedy with us here until 11 o'clock. We'll be talking about USA and Canada and also our recollections of Mike Lang with some of his closest friends coming up here as we move along. 412-928-9370 is that number to call. I want to remind you again about the 15th anniversary of The Fan in existence. It'll be at the Rivers Casino on February 26th. All the hosts going to be there, special guests. So go to Firehouse Subs at the Point in North Fayette. That's today from 11 to noon. The first 10 people will get a pair of tickets to the event, and we're going to draw another pair at noon. So go there today. That's at the Firehouse Subs at the Point in North Fayette. And check out 937thefan.com for details. We have a lot of memories to go over. One of them was we used to do a show here called Legends for the Fan, and I was hosting it. We brought in all the legends in the game, and one of them was Mike Tyson. We had him for a whole hour down at Capitol Grill, and it was unbelievable because we talked about him biting Evander Holyfield's ear to everything else in his life. And here's one of the things I remember talking to him about.
You knocked out Larry Holmes in 88. It was the only time in 75 fights that he was ever knocked out. What do you remember about that?
I remember after the fight, I said, you're a great champion and I respect you. And he said, thank you, you're a great champion too, but f*** you. Well, that's what he said.
Are we allowed to say that?
no respect. He has no respect, Larry Holmes. Larry Holmes is just like a bad child. He has no respect.
And there's much more of that. We had a fun hour, and it sold out like instantly when we found out that we had Mike Tyson.
What do you most remember from that day, Bob?
I remember the first thing I asked him, I said, "You won't bite my ear unless I ask you, right? Because I'd like to have a picture of you." Larry Richard has a great picture of him pretending he's eating his ear. He was very good about that kind of stuff, but he talked about, you know, his downtime, time he spent in prison, all of this stuff, and how he came back. And I thought some of the funniest stuff was about the Hangover movie.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he just, what a role that was for him. And his career just is, you know, ever since he's gotten.
Yeah, he built his career back up by, like, embracing what he was.
Right, not afraid to tell you what he was.
Yeah.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And we have a six-pack, and that six-pack is always brought to you by Bet365. And today, we're dedicating everything to Mike Lang. We'll have a six-pack. We'll have some very exclusive wine. We'll toast him. We'll salute him. Tyler Kennedy in studio, and we welcome in Joe Starkey, who couldn't pass up an opportunity to talk about his friend Mike Lang. And I know, Joe, you're off today, but man, some of the memories you must have. And I know some you were texting us last night saying we have some great clips that you and Chris had done with Mike, and we're going to get to those. But man, such a sad day for Pittsburgh.
It really is. I mean, I knew that Mike hadn't been well, but it's always shocking, and still at a relatively young age. And my God, what a legend, Bob. I mean, from 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, he was, you know, the voice of the Penguins. And I think he's just somebody that, because he's in all of your living rooms and cars and everything else, when you hear that voice, it's almost like, you know, for people losing part of their family. And I'm sure you would agree, when it comes to broadcasting, you know, icons like the Mount Rushmore of play-by-play people, there's Bob Prince, Myron, and Mike, right?
Yeah, I throw Bill Hillgrove in there too, but they're all, yeah, guys who've been here and done it in a way that has captured the imagination. And with Mike Lang, that's, Joe, what I feel more than anything. He knew how to paint a picture in your mind while listening to a game on a radio.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, is that I was talking to a bunch of people this morning, is and I'm sure Limits relates to this too, as a young and rising play-by-play guy, is within the phrases, the memorable phrases, and there's a lot there with those, and that's what I'm writing about today, is that within those phrases, I think a lot of what made Mike Lang who he is there because of how he got them. You know, he was a guy who would go out and really mingle with people from all corners of Western Pennsylvania. He sort of wanted to get, you know, a read on the town, a feel for the town. And of course, once those phrases got rolling a long time ago, everybody had one that they wanted to give him. He said he kept them in a shoebox before computers. And all those phrases came from people. Yep. Whether it was, you know, a guy at, you know, Monroeville Mall, a security guard, or, you know, people like that.
Or Arnold Slick, who lived in Turtle Creek. He probably came from Turtle Creek, I would imagine, right?
Yes. And there was, what was the one? Michael Motorcycle. He told, you know, I was going to say, though, within all that, within all the phrases, he was an absolute master of a play-by-play guy. Like, he was so in tune with the rhythm of the game and delivered such a smooth call that was easy on the ears and that rose and fell with the action on the ice. And I'm thinking more radio here, which was, by the way, his love was radio, calling games on radio. That's what he grew up with out in Sacramento. So, you know, at once he was the guy with, you know, the zany great phrases off the wall and a solid master technician. And man, was he just a joy to listen to. But I was going to tell you, Bob, about Michael Motorcycle. Mulsey and I did a really memorable broadcast in 2014 from North Hills Toyota, I believe it was. And Mike was in between contracts with Penguins flagship people. So he was able to come on with us. And yeah, we have those, you guys have those clips today. And one of the stories he told was there was a guy from Texas, he said, who worked at a car dealership in the South Hills. And Mike was going out the door and the guy said in a Southern twang, "I'll see you later, Michael Motorcycle." And Lang said, "Will you say that again?" And he said, it just stuck with me. And that's where he got so many of those phrases, was just regular interactions with people or overhearing them, like at a bar or something like that. It's such a fascinating rise to really folk hero status, Bob.
No question.
Joe, it's your buddy TK. But, you know, when you think of Mike and, you know, with the radio, it just comes to life. You know, it makes you have like such a great imagination of the story he's telling about, like you said, the rhythm of the game, the emotion of the game. What's your favorite saying and why? Because everyone has kind of their favorite Mike Lang saying. Which one's yours and why?
Well, I was just going over those stories this morning, and Michael Motorcycle is up there for me, and also scratched my back with a hacksaw. And he told a great story about that. That's probably my favorite, TK.
Yeah.
And it's good to talk to you today. I think that's my favorite. And that one came from, Mike told us he was out in Monroeville doing a commercial for a tire company. And he says, there's this little guy at the kiosk in the mall, who was wearing, he said he was wearing a Barney Fife outfit. He was about 75, and he could see me, and he yelled to me, "Mike, are you still looking for those phrases?" And Mike was never one to turn anyone down. He said, "Of course, I'll take anything under consideration." And he said he went up to this guy, this little 75-year-old guy, and gave him a piece of paper, and the guy started writing it out real slow, like scratch my back. And Mike said he became very intrigued. And as soon as the guy was done, scratch my back with a hacksaw, he said, I literally gave him a big hug and said, "You just did it." And that one's way up there.
That's awesome.
And Joe, I have that clip talking about the suggestions and the Michael motorcycle part when he was on with you and Mueller.
Well, I absolutely, first of all, I'm soliciting. I mean, people, the ones that really basically are the ones that supply me with what I use a lot of the times. And some of it's from what they give me. Some of that's from what I hear from people talking. There used to be an old show on television, and probably before you two guys, they said, "Kids say the darndest things, Art Linkletter." He'd have the kids on, and they'd all be 4- and 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds, and the things that would come out of their mouth would just make everybody cry with laughter. And guess what? Adults say those things, too, sometimes unassuming. The Michael motorcycle was a guy that said goodbye to me at a restaurant one day. He was from Texas. He worked at a car dealership in the South Hills, and as he was going out the door, he just said, "I'll see you later, Michael motorcycle." And I said, "Will you say that again? I'll see you later, Michael motorcycle." And it just stuck with me. And so that's where a lot of those phrases come from. And
that's beautiful.
And amazing, isn't it, Bob? I mean, it's just,
that's Pittsburgh. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, and he knew when to do them too. Sometimes you can get caught up trying to force those. He didn't do that. He did it when, you know, he knew, as you said, the pace of the game, the temperature of the game. When big moments arrive, that's when you saw some of those things come out in the way only he can do it. So it's an amazing, you know, kind of a Picasso performance by someone in the booth who's charged with doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy. You know, Joe, it's not easy. Sometimes you miss those moments, but in most cases, he didn't.
Man, I would have no idea how to do that profession at the level that he did it. But I just love the stories. And when it came time for me, I got an opportunity. Another member of the Pittsburgh media back in 06 was going to write a Penguin book. And he said, I don't have the time. Can you do it? I said, sure, I'll give it a try. And who better to write the foreword than Mike Lang? And I didn't know if he would want to do it because I knew he wanted to do his own book. But he did it. He wrote the foreword to that book, and that was just a huge boost to me. And, you know, he also supplied a bunch of the stories, which was great, including this one I think you'll enjoy. And I can leave you guys with this. Was one thing Mike had was the ability to laugh at himself. And he said, he called me Joey, and he was very good to me, by the way, when I came on the beat in 97. And believe me, not everybody was. And as you guys know, I imagine Tyler, from your time as a player, yep. Bob, Limits, we all remember when we're breaking in to our field, who's good to us mm-hmm. and who's not good to us. Though, at least for me, those yeah. memories, I'll never forget who was good and who wasn't good. And he was a good one, and he didn't have to be. But anyway, for this book, he said, "Joey, I'll tell you about my most embarrassing moment in the booth." So there was a guy named Warren Reefer, the events coordinator at the Civic Arena. I didn't know, this was back in the 70s. He would apparently ride around in a golf cart in the corridors at the arena. Very well-liked guy. And somebody came up to Mike the morning of a game and said, "Mike, did you hear that Warren Reefer passed away? Could you mention that on the air tonight?" So Mike, during the game that night, tells the audience, "We'll miss Warren and we express our condolences to family and friends." But there was only one slight problem. Warren was still alive. He was watching the game. He was gravely ill, and he would pass away within a couple of weeks, but he was watching the game from his hospital bed that night and watched Mike say that. And Mike told me that him and his family got a huge kick out of it. Like, he laughed so hard. So Mike said, the next day I get a call, he's not dead. He was watching the broadcast and he almost lost it. He laughed so hard. I think he even sent me a note how much he enjoyed it. At that time, Mike said, I made a decision. I'd have to see the person in the box to be able to say they had died. And he never forgot that.
I think you have that one too, don't you, Austin?
Here's Mike's description of the story.
Before the break, Mike, Joe talked about, you know, happily that he wanted to get into the worst moment, I guess he called it. Kind of one of those, oh no, moments in your career.
It's a moment, Mike, you shared with me, and I wrote about it in the book, Tales from the Pittsburgh Penguins. It was the night that you expressed on-air condolences to a man who hadn't yet passed.
Absolutely. And was that the old press box that we talked about earlier? I had received word that one of the key workers in the building, Warren Reichel, had been suffering from cancer and that he was in the hospital through the grapevine. And I reaffirmed it and went to Elaine Heufelder, who was the secretary to everybody. And she was the kingpin. Well, she had gotten word that yes, that was, she confirmed it, that was what she was told, that he had passed away. So on the air and during the course of the game, I gave condolences to the family and Warren. And he used to drive around the arena. He was somewhat handicapped, and he would drive in this little scooter, and he would be there. Just the nicest guy in the world. Well, come to find out the next day that Warren was actually in the hospital, and he actually heard the broadcast, the television thing, and I got a hold of him, and he actually was laughing and joking about the whole situation, which was great for him, but it was embarrassing as can be to me in what transpired. And thank God he took it in a way of humor. He didn't last a whole much longer after that, but you know what? As I look back on it, it's probably one of the moving moments in his life and mine too, that we can share and talk about in a positive way, and having, if there's such a thing as fun from dying.
Rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, kind a little of bit. It was one of them. And I think this family still, to this day, members of that family would relate to it and have a little chuckle and a good moment remembering him. I really do.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. And Joe, I'm glad that he could laugh at it, because that would that be startling if you're sitting there watching a game and someone says you died?
Wait, was that my name you just said?
Yeah, good book that you had, and that's, those stories are just precious to me.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, there's really only a handful, not many, I should say, who become true legends, like true folk heroes. And I think I was talking to Steige this morning, his longtime partner on air, and that's how he described him, a true folk hero. And, you know, it feels like from talking to other people and just an opinion that after Mario and Sid, you know, maybe Yager, I don't know, that Mike Lang is the most notable and beloved figure in the history of the franchise. It's very similar to Myron Cope, really.
Yeah.
You talk to people from those times, and the 70s Steelers would pull up to a hotel in a certain city, and people would, you know, at the bar at the bottom of the hotel wouldn't be flocking to the players. They'd be flocking to Myron Cope. I think the Mike Lang story is similar, and I really appreciate you guys letting me in today on an off day. I appreciate that.
It's your show, Joe. You can call anytime you want and kind of on, but especially now with the stories you have.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob. And it's kind of like the way Mike described in another story, the night that Pittsburgh celebrated Badger Bob, you know, with the, I think it was November 27th, 1991, when, you know, everybody had the battery operated candles and they illuminated the Civic Arena. And I remember him telling me, he said, I'm usually not that emotional, but that night brought me to tears. But he said it was also a night of joy and celebration. That's kind of the way I feel today. What an incredible story and an incredible life. And I don't know, TK can speak from the player's side. You know, he was always a presence on the bus and the plane and the locker room. He always did his work, too, I'll say. Didn't he, TK? I mean, he wasn't one of those guys who just showed up and called the game. he was meticulous.
Right, and like he was there every step of the way. Every time we were on that plane, every time we jumped on that bus, he was there. And it wasn't easy, especially, you know, like there's a lot of travel that goes on in NHL. And as he got older, he was there the whole way. And I was telling Bob this earlier that, you know, just going on the bus, he was always outside the bus. And, he, you know, he'd pull you aside, make you feel good, make you feel good about yourself, what you're doing right, what you can kind of get better. But what an unbelievable guy. Just hearing his voice, you know, it just makes it sad. But, you know, now that he's gone and, you know, one thing, when you leave, you always want to leave your mark, you know, and he's left his mark. You want people to remember you. And he's a guy that it's definitely going to be remembered, and from his voice to his sayings to everything. And that's a big accomplishment. You know, I think everyone wants to be remembered for something, and he's definitely going to be remembered. And obviously with the Penguins, with such a great organization, I would think they're going to have a pretty good memory.
Well, they should build a statue. We've talked about this before, you know, why not? They should have done it earlier, obviously, I think, just knowing his situation was not getting better. You know, Joe, why not? I mean, again, he was, as
everyone
you said,
he
was the face before there was a face like Mario Lemieux. There were a lot of good hockey players, not a lot of good hockey teams, but he brought them there anyway. So,
man, yes. When was it? Back in 74 or so? And the guy he replaced was named Joe Starkey, Bob, believe it or not.
And you then have you died and come back to life too?
74. I was born in 86, boys. That's a long time, boys.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just incredible. So a true, true legend. But thank you, guys. And that was well said, TK. He really did do that. You know?
Yeah, he was always outside that bus. Just, again, you know, when you're young and you're kind of feeling your way through, you know, the staff of the team, you know, the media, you know, even the players, when someone comes up, makes you feel good, it means a lot. And he was so good at that, you know, and just talking to you person to person, not so much person to hockey player, just person to person. And it made you feel good going into, you know, a road trip or a game, and you know, always knowing he'd have your back. So,
yeah.
And I have great memories of him.
All right, Joe.
And he wasn't afraid to light up a dart anywhere he pleased, was he, Bob?
No. Let me ask you something. Were you at the roast for him?
No.
Oh, my God. You missed something great. That was... I got so many stories about that I really can't tell you. But
I'll never forget just being up at the Civic Arena, BK Mellon Arena. And he had these little secret corridors where you'd see like a puff of smoke coming out, like it was the next Pope being announced.
The Marlboros.
Yeah, it was him.
Mm-hmm. Legendary. I'll see you guys.
All right, Joe. Always appreciate it. And I'll see you next week when you get back here. And great story, great book. Thanks for the memories. We will continue with our thoughts and memories about the great, late Mike Lang throughout the next several hours, and I'm sure the PM team will have their share of guests and good ones to talk about. And I know that Eddie Olczyk is going to be one of them during that hour, and I think also Doc Emmerich will join and talk about great relationships. Before we go here, Tyler, though, I just want to get your final thoughts on this. USA, Canada, we talked about what it means for both countries, both teams, whatever. What kind of game do you expect? Do you expect sort of a feeling out first period, or do you expect something different? I know USA doesn't want to get into a speed match with Canada, because if that's the case, you're going to lose most likely. But they do have a goaltending advantage. I love Connor Hellebuck in this one.
So well. That goal, like their goalies are a strong part of their team, and I would expect fireworks. I think the biggest thing, US is going to come out buzzing, you know, with the crowd behind them. I think Canada's got to weather the first 10 minutes and get the crowd out of, maybe squeak a goal in here or there. But I would think that first 10 minutes is going to be huge for Canada. Being able to control the U.S., the U.S. emotion. So I think that first 10 minutes is going to be huge. Canada's got to get to their game. They got to play fast. They got to make sure they play in the offensive zone. I think U.S. is going to really hurt. They're hurting, missing Charlie McElroy. I think he's a big part of that team. So I think they got to play deep. And for the U.S., I think they have to play with controlled emotion. I got that from Mike Sullivan. He says that enough. But they have to play with controlled emotion and make sure you don't let a team like Canada get on the power play, because they'll make you pay and they'll get the crowd out of it. They got to make sure they play the right way, and their stars got to start playing like their stars. You know, Austin Matthews hasn't scored yet.
Yeah, he needs to.
You know, he's their captain. Time. He's their face. Hughes, another guy that's can put up points. He's had a quiet tournament, but it can all change in one big game. You know, one big game of getting a lot of points.
Just ask
well.
Mike Ruzioni, right?
Yeah.
Just one Mike, moment.
Yes.
And that made his entire career.
Oh, what a great guy.
Now, has he spoken to the USA team? I wonder if...
Yeah.
Has he done it already?
So, they had a dinner in Montreal, and Mike was there, and I'm not sure. I don't know if it was Medano or it was one of those guys, but Mike spoke to the team, and it was like special, you know. And it, you know, whenever a guy like that speaks to the team, it makes it so special. And if that doesn't fire you up, just like Mario going to the Team Canada locker room and saying the starting,
Mario has that presence about him, and all those guys know that and feel that.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't have to even say anything; he just walks in, and the presence is felt.
You like run through the wall for those kind of guys, you know, because they just so much respect. But
what's your prediction then? We need to get one from Tyler Kennedy, and I know you're going to be pooled in different ways here. But,
oh, I know.
Sullivan versus Crosby. Jake Guentzel has had a big part of the success for
Team
USA.
Most underrated player in the U.S. right now, maybe in the world. Most underrated player in the U.S.
So what happens tonight?
You know, I'm never right with this stuff, Bob.
Neither am I, but that's how, so what?
I think it's going to be 4-1 Canada. I just think the U.S. is missing. I think some of their players are hurting. I think Canada's going to play a better game. They know they have to play better. The only thing that I have doubts with Canada, Bob, is that goalie. You know, he doesn't make those big saves that when you need them. You know,
right.
I feel like when Austin Matthews coming down the wall, are you confident he's going to make that save? Right now, I'm not, but maybe he won't have to tonight.
We'll see. That's a big check mark for me and why I picked the United States to win this thing. I'd love to see Crosby. Of course, you want to see him get another one of these because he's had such an amazing career. But for Mike Sullivan, it would be huge for him to add to his resume. So it all gets underway at 8 o'clock tonight. TK, thank you for your memories of Mike Lang, and thank you for being here talking about this. And next week we'll talk about the Penguins getting back into swing of things and starting to dig out, just like we're doing here with some of the snow.
Especially going into that dressing room, who's going to win, right? With Sully and Crosby, no matter what, there's going to be a little bit of pride there, a little reminder through the rest of the year. So it's going to be fun. A
lot of pride on the line. No.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.